Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks for that introduction. And folks, I want to thank you for joining us on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. My name is Chuck Allen, and I have the distinct privilege of being the pastor here at this great church. If you don't live in Northeast Atlanta, you can join us online every Sunday at sugarhill.church, and you can watch us. How great is that? Live.sugarhill.church. You can also watch us on our Facebook page, and that's just facebook.com/sugarhillchurch. Today I want to dig into the life of Jonah. We're going into this kind of midweek and understanding something pretty huge here, that Jonah is one of those stories that I think a lot of people look at and say, there's no way that could have happened. Well, I got to tell you, when I get to heaven, he's one of the first cats I want to talk to. It's like, dude, what could it have been like to spend 3 days in this monstrous fish's belly? I mean, I bet I would never eat shrimp again. You know what I mean? So the story is really plain. And Jonah, this Old Testament prophet, in the first chapter, God says, I really want you, Jonah, to go to this place called Nineveh and announce my judgment against it, because I've seen how wicked its people are. I mean, this was a bad place, man. I mean, this is a seedy place. It's everything you can imagine in the worst possible movie, where the worst possible things happen. They happened in Nineveh. So Jonah's like, Lord, really? Man, let's send somebody else there, because I don't want to go deal with those people. So instead of going to Nineveh, Jonah goes down to a city called Joppa, and I've told you the story a few weeks ago that he gets on a boat and he heads the wrong way, right? Well, the part of the story that I didn't share last time is this was a pretty busy seaport for that time. And there were most certainly other boats that were coming in and going out of Joppa out onto the sea. And when Jonah goes out and the Lord provides a storm to let him know, wait a minute, you got to come back to me. I mean, Jonah eventually jumps overboard and says, it's my sin. I didn't do what God told me to do. And I'm jumping overboard. So literally, he's out of there. God provides this giant fish, swallows him up. 3 days later, spits him up on the beach. And we know that Jonah goes on to the city of Nineveh. And literally, every single person in the city trusts God and gives their heart and their soul and their life to God himself. But the part that I think we miss is that out on that same sea, knowing how busy the seaport was of Joppa, there must have been hundreds of other boats out on that ocean when God sent the storm. And it was about Jonah, but think of the 100 other boats that were being tossed and turned, and their life was literally being threatened. And it was all from one guy that literally just said, I'm not going to do what God told me to do. And this is what happens. There are so many people other than him that pay that price. You know, we're in this campaign at Sugar Hill Church called Imagine Zero and Imagine More. The Imagine Zero part is to literally pray, to listen, and to obey what the Lord would have you give, that we might eliminate debt. And I've been really clear that I hope you guys would even hear this, that when we get rid of that debt, we free up thousands of dollars to use each month. Instead of paying interest and principal, we get to spend it on people. We get to invest into the other boats that are out on the ocean, where we don't just have to say, hey, it's us. We get to literally help tens of thousands of people in our community and in the other areas of ministry that the Lord's given us. We get to invest in church planting in Cuba and in Haiti. And we also get to go partner with Care for AIDS in Kenya. And we have this wonderful relationship with Refuge in Clarkston here and 12 public schools here. I'm amazed at all the doors that the Lord has opened. But frankly, folks, we can't keep doing it unless we get rid of that debt. Maybe you're one of those boats and the storm has come and you're looking for some relief. Friend, like Jonah, surrender yourselves. First, surrender your heart to the Lord. Let salvation come to your life. It's really pretty simple. Jesus, thank you for dying for me, from raising from the dead for me. I want to turn and live for you, not for me anymore. And I want you to come and step into my life and fill this hole in my heart. And folks, when you do that, you've called upon the Lord, and he will be faithful to to do what you've asked. And when that happens, salvation comes to the heart and salvation comes to the home. And just like Jonah returned to God and was blessed immensely through it, so are we. So I invite you today, don't give up. Make sure that you go back to Nineveh, listen to the Lord, pray, listen, and obey. God bless you, friend. I look forward to seeing you this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. We have services that happen at 9:30 and 11. We also have Sugar Hill Español, our Spanish-speaking congregation. That meet at 11 as well. Thanks so much for following us. Share this on your social media, and it'll bless us. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.